destiny is at your doorstep. The wave of the future originated in the ancient past. From Atlantis to Egypt and beyond, this sacred knowledge was passed in secret, not to be revealed until the world was ready. That time is now. Now is the time for you to know your destiny.
Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp, and welcome to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. I hope you're having a great Monday. It was a warm day here in California, starting to cool off just a little bit now as the evening approaches. And those of you out east, you're already at 10 o'clock at night. It's nice and dark and probably cooling off very nicely there. Today is June 22nd, 2009. People born today are the Eight of Clubs with a Jack of Spades ruler, or if they are a Gemini, because you can be Gemini or Cancer born on this day. Cancers are the Jack of Spades, and Geminis would be the Six of Diamonds. We have a lot of famous people. Very interesting. Let's see. We have Kris Kristofferson, who is now 73 years old. We have Todd Rundgren, who's 61. We have Meryl Streep and Cyndi Lauper, both born the same year. They're 56 today. Happy birthday, ladies. Not that any of you are listening, but heck, what the heck. Let's see, Kirk Warner, the quarterback for the Cardinals. Let's see who else we might have in my list. Yeah, I have a few extra people. Dianne Feinstein. Bill Blass, Peter Asher, Tracy Pollan, who married Michael J. Fox, Billy Wilder, director, Lindsay Wagner, actress. There's quite a few people born today. You know, Eight of Clubs can do very well in life. They're one of the more fortunate cards in the deck. I think the two most fortunate cards would be the Eight of Clubs and the Six of Clubs. With the Six of Clubs having an advantage in the area of fame, but you see a lot of famous Eight of Clubs people too. For those of you who are new to the show, we're talking about birth cards. We're talking about destiny, the cards of your destiny, and my book, Love Cards, which are found on 7thunders.com. The number 7 and the word thunders. If you don't know what your birth card is, you can either call in tonight and ask a question, or you can go to my website, 7thunders.com, and click on the free destiny reading link at the top of the page and find out. You can also find out what's going on for you today, this month, and this year. There's 4 free readings on 7thunders.com, and you can also order a book there, or many books. There's about 12 books on the cards and other interesting things. We have one announcement to make. This Saturday is our class. We're going to have a class on the cards and relationships. Now, this system is the most amazing system there ever was for relationship. It just really nails people. It nails how they interact together. No one has ever read their relationship connections from a report that we make or from the book and said, oh, that's not us. Actually, quite the opposite is true. People are just amazed at how well the reports really describe what they're experiencing as a couple. So this science, we call it the science of the cards, describes relationships in terms of these connections that are between them. They're like planetary connections, really, and they're very similar to astrology. And these connections tell you the ins and outs. And you can use the system to know. I was talking to a woman today who said that there's this guy who's been really bothering her and threatening to harass her. And I looked at her birthday and his birthday, and I said to her, you have nothing to worry about. There's nothing he can do. There are actually connections with other people with which they could never really hurt you or overcome you or, let's say, beat you in a competition type of way. There's connections for everything, for the most prosperity between two people, the hottest sex, the best intimacy, the most, you know, feeling of intimacy, the most compatibility, who to pick for a teacher, a lawyer, a doctor. All these things we're going to talk about this weekend in the class. Unfortunately, we only have two positions still open. There's two spots still open for the class this Saturday. If you're interested, go to 7thunders.com and click on the seminars link at the top. It's here in California near San Francisco in the town called Concord where I live. But everyone should be using this system because you can make conscious choices in relationships with this and you can have a lot more success. Now, it's a little harder actually to make conscious choices in this manner in our most intimate relationships because those choices are usually made from a subconscious place. You can give it a good, make an effort at being more conscious about it for sure. But in my experience, the more that we have at stake on a personal level, the more difficult it is to use our logical minds to make choices, and the more we make a choice from a more of an unconscious place or subconscious place inside of us. But still, it's really great because you can look at somebody you are attracted to, or somebody you've already been with, or somebody that you are with right now, and the cards can tell you why you're together. The cards can tell you the connections between you really kind of mirror back to you what it is, why you're with this person, why you chose them. You know, this relationship you're in may be really hard or may be really nice and great, but I can tell you the connections will tell. A lot of times when people call in on the show and ask questions about relationships and I ask them the birthday of their partner or the person they're interested in, it tells me a lot about the person calling. And that's where the real answer lies. If that person's asking me a question, that answer lies within them, not so much with the other person, except that the other person acts as a mirror that helps us to understand ourselves. So it's a beautiful system. It's really fun to use. It's entertaining. It's accurate. It's dependable. That's the other thing. People can depend on it. It gives you as I often say, the cards will tell you the truth. People may not tell you the truth, but the cards will always tell you the truth. Okay. There's been a lot of talk lately. I mean, it's even starting to make the news more. I think we're going to see more of it in the news, too, in the next year or so. About 2012. Apparently, the Mayan calendar, which is not really that well known, but is starting to gain more awareness. People are having more awareness about it. Supposedly ends on December 21st of 2012. Then there have been predictions by certain Mayan elders, and I don't know which elders. To be honest, I'm not an authority on this system. There's been lots of predictions about end of days. Let me see. What one website I went to said the end of this creation, the time of trial on earth, judgment day, the time of great purification, the end of time as we know it, the shift of the ages, and so forth. You kind of get the sense of it. Now, it's very interesting, I think, that the Mayan calendar actually will end on that day. That's pretty cool in a way. The one thing I think is cool about it is that, you know, some ancient, wherever this calendar came from, you know, it isn't going to last forever. Very interesting. Very interesting that it's not going to last forever. And if you were a Mayan and you didn't have any contact with any other species right now, you would know that in a couple years, there's going to be no more calendar. Who knows? Maybe no more time at all. No more watches, more clocks, so forth and so on. But the general consensus on this 2012 is that there's going to be a great purification of the earth that if we don't straighten out our act, there's going to be huge, you know, earth changes is another thing I've heard And when they say earth changes, they're talking about earthquakes, volcanoes, meteorites from outer space, things that would really cause large-scale disasters or changes that would maybe affect or even kill large percentages of the Earth's population. This is the general consensus that we get from these people. And I don't know who these people are. I'm not exactly sure who made exactly what predictions. I do know that one of the bigger proponents, the first man to write a book about the Mayan calendar, Jose Arguelles, I happen to have met him and hung out with him for a few weeks. And this guy smokes pot from the morning when he wakes up till he goes to bed at night. He's constantly high. And if you've ever read his book about the Mayan calendar, I can't remember the name of it for some reason. Well, he's written several books, actually. They're very difficult to read. They're very intellectual, actually. Very, very. It's very much pot-smoking kind of books. From a super intellectual guy who's, I think he's a jack of clubs. Really, really smart. Really sharp. But you have to wonder about some of these predictions. So, you know, from one point of view, I would say when 2012 comes around, December 21st, there's going to be some good news about that for all of us, is that after that, maybe we won't really hear anything else from the Mayan people. That's kind of a satirical way of looking at it. But there may be something to it on a deeper level. I've been studying Eckhart Tolle's work a lot lately, and he talks about the end of time also. But when he talks about the end of time, he's talking about a shift of consciousness. He's talking about coming into the now. And when you come into the now, time disappears. There is no past, and there is no future. And all of those things, which they really don't exist anyway, they're just concepts when you think about it. The now is always here, and it always has been here. Though that's a paradox just to say that. But imagine if a lot of people, you could experience the end of time today if you just come into the now. There is no time in the now. There is only the now. So the ancient Mayans could have been prophesizing that this would be a time. And I get the sense of this that, you know, they're kind of saying, or the sense I get is that it's a time to everybody has to shift or else. Kind of like shift or we die. Kind of reminds me a little bit of the Jehovah's Witnesses. They were always predicting the end of the earth and encouraging everybody to be on their side. I mean, but they've already set dates 3 or 4 times and they've never happened and they keep on doing it. Now that's insanity. I think it's really great when people stick their necks out and make a prediction about the future. But I also think that when they're wrong, they need to sit down and be quiet. That's what I think. 2012, though, might be a shift. It could be an opportunity. I think it the end of time, I think, is best translated spiritually, which means you and I coming into the now. Okay, let's all come into the now. Then time ends. And calendars don't really mean anything when you're in the now. Calendars, clocks, all that becomes meaningless when we are present in the present moment. And maybe that's what it's talking about. Now, even Eckhart Tolle says that we are on the verge of killing ourselves by our unconscious egoic actions that we are performing every day. So he's also saying in so many words that if this shift doesn't occur in consciousness to enough degree, that you're going to see lots of people die. Well, you've already seen it. As he points out, in the 20th century alone, over 100 million humans died at the hands of their fellow humans. 100 million. Other people are the number one cause of death. The number one cause of death in our planet is other people, not disease, not accidents, not any of those things. The number one cause of death is death by groups of crazy people who are all trying to achieve some form of perfection. Even communism is a form of perfection. It was a perfect, beautiful idea. Unfortunately, to achieve that idea, they went ahead and killed lots of people. And even the United States, we have our little cherished idea of how things should be. Our cherished little model of freedom, which is raft with, it's just ripe with corruption all the way through. Maybe not as obvious in other countries, but it's all there because we're all egos. Everybody's got an ego. So if anything is destroyed in 2012, I hope it's the ego of enough of us that we can get off of our scheming, plotting, and hurting other people to get what we want, and really come into the now where we don't need any of that stuff. That would be a wonderful transformation. That would be something worth having. I don't think it's going to happen like everybody keeps thinking that some planetary alignment's going to happen or some ETs are going to come down, or they think that something outside of us is going to happen. It's going to just cause masses to suddenly be transformed into nice people. I do not believe that's going to happen. I have no belief in that. I think that's craziness. Because watching my own progression and watching the progression of people that I know and love in life, it happens through down-to-earth evolution, through having experiences and learning and making mistakes and doing our best and setting commitments and doing what we can to have a better life. It happens through our own personal efforts. As Sting says in one of his songs, people go crazy in congregations. They only get better one by one. So this is an opportunity for all of us to get better one by one. It's not going to happen because the planets made you do it, or because something happened on a galactic third dimensional, 15th dimensional level, or some archangels in some constellation in some outer space place came over here and zapped us all, and all of a sudden we became good people. I do not believe that's going to happen. It's going to happen by each of us becoming better people one by one, doing the best we can in life. I watched a really good movie the other night called Red Belt. It's a karate flick, but not a typical karate flick. It's real down to earth, about a man who was committed to his values, about the sanctity of the art form that it was actually jiu-jitsu, was. And even though he was surrounded by people that just wanted to use it to make money and to cheat each other. And it was great. It had a really, really cool ending. I think you'd like it if you get a chance to see it. It's got a few well-known people acting in it. Red Belt. But that's what we're all facing. We're all facing, like, can we really be committed to something higher, or are we going to always be letting our lower nature dominate in our lives? That's what we're all facing. So people go crazy in congregations. They only get better one by one. Let's all get better one by one. Then 2012 can be a magical event, and you don't even have to wait till then. You can do it now. We can all do it now. Okay, we're going to take our first break now, and this is the time to call in if you'd like to get a reading, ask a question. I'm here. I'm available for the next 45 minutes. On this break, we're going to listen to the song Karna, Karna's song. This is a song, it's an instrumental song, and it just has a feeling to it about Karna, who was an ancient warrior who was literally the best warrior that ever lived. He was the most skilled, and his life and how he made a commitment to what he thought was right, and his own death meant less to him than his commitment to justice and honor and duty. So we'll listen to Karna's song, and after the break, we'll be back with your questions and answers, and it's time to look into your destiny We'll be right back. That was Karna's song from Bhakti Rock, my CD, available on 7thunders.com. We have lots of callers now. Thank you guys for calling in. Four that I can count. I think the lines are all full. Our first caller is Andrea from San Francisco. She's calling in on line four. Her birthday is March 24th, 1977. Are you there, Andrea?
Yes, hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, what's on your mind this evening?
I wanted to talk to you about the King of Hearts. I know that that's in my spread this year for Jupiter. And
yeah.
I've met an individual who's the King of Hearts. And
who is?
I'm sorry?
Who is the King of Hearts?
A guy that I met a couple months ago.
Okay, thanks. Yes. Go ahead.
This individual is great, and I'm really enjoying his company. But he's kind of going through his own stuff. It's funny because the more I play with this stuff and I look at it, his life thread for this year shows him getting over an illness, and that's the case. He's dealing with some stuff that doesn't have anything to do with me. And I'm just kind of wondering if I should go forward with this or if I should just move on. I'm really having mixed feelings about my interaction with him.
What birthday is he? I need to know so I can tell what his ruling card is.
Sure. It's I don't think he has one. It's July 28th.
Oh, he's a Leo. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That helps. Just to be sure, to make sure. So, he's your Jupiter card this year.
Right.
He might also be considered to be that Jack of Hearts that you have in Mars, because a man, when he's in a romantic mode, is the Jack of his suit. So he might consider that that's him as well, the Jack of Hearts you have in Mars. Jupiter is not usually romantic, okay? Mm-hmm. It's not usually the connection you would look for a romantic relationship. It's usually more, it's beneficial, but it's beneficial on other levels, usually, okay?
Like what kind of levels?
Like business-wise, financially, things like that. That's what we normally associate with Jupiter. Jupiter is a blessing planet, but those blessings are primarily in the world of business. Okay?
Yeah.
Are you doing any business with him?
We're in the same industry. I'm actually out of work right now, and I sent him my resume at one point, and he said that he didn't feel like there was anything that he could help me with right now, but... Do you think I should focus on that and not so much on the romantic part? Because we've just been taking things very slow, and I told him I just wanted to be friends and get to know him. So I feel like I can take this either way at this point. And
have you met anybody else recently?
No.
Okay. Just checking, because you had you're in Venus right now with a Six of Spades. And you have that twice, actually. And sometimes that means like you're going to meet somebody like you were destined to meet. Okay, so I just curious.
I've made a new female friend during the period, and her planetary ruling card is the Six of Spades, and we're getting along fantastically.
Oh, good.
But I haven't met any guys with anything connected to that.
Okay, so is this King of Hearts guy single?
Yeah.
Okay, and is he older than you?
He's 32. He turns 33 next month.
Okay. So King of Hearts, that card is it's a very marriageable card in general, but it can go either way, you know. It depends, because some King of Hearts are the biggest playboys around, you know. It just depends. He's a Leo, and Leo has more potential to be a playboy than other signs. Okay? They're totally into like romance and sex, right? That's Leo. So it depends on who he is. If he's indisposed right now, has he expressed an attraction towards you? Have you guys gone out? Have you been together? What's the deal?
We've gone on dates, and you know, like I said, he's sort of he's recovering from an illness. I don't know if this is the right form to say what his problem is, but
well, we don't know who he is, so you're not revealing anything that. That anybody would know, because we don't know him. We don't even know his name.
We don't need to know his name.
So he's an alcoholic?
Yeah, and he went into recovery. He went into rehab last year, and it's just really hard for me because he's been very honest and very upfront with me about, you know, his schedule, what's going on with him. But, you know, occasionally he breaks dates with me because he'll have a tough day and he's like, I gotta go to a meeting, and this is the whole reason why I want to take things slow with him, because I kind of see that he has a lot of things on his plate that aren't related to me at all,
right.
And he's kind of trying to throw that stuff out, and it's just very trying for me to sort of, I just kind of feel like I'm in this limbo with him.
Well, it's a very interesting choice that you've made to kind of, you know, it's not a conscious choice, but it's very interesting that you chose to connect with a guy that's really not quite available. You know what I mean?
Right.
So on some level, there's a part of you that wanted that. You may not be in touch with it, but we can see that it's there because of what you chose, okay? And, you know, you're not the most marriageable birthday yourself.
I know.
So that could be the reason. You understand?
Yeah.
That could be the reason. So I don't know. How are you feeling this year? Do you feel like you want to settle down or something?
Yeah, I'm kind of feeling like I'm ready for a relationship.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this guy, he's kind of a relationship person. He's been in like three very long relationships. So I kind of thought, okay. He seems like he's someone who, you know,
could commit.
Is looking for that. Yeah, like, I mean, he's committed in the past. But I do know what you mean about Kings of Hearts. I know other King of Hearts that are awful. They're total players. I'm just having really mixed feelings about this. And I just,
well,
I don't know if,
from what you're saying, you know, first of all, him being an alcoholic, that's a huge, huge, huge strike against him right there.
I know.
And it's funny, we have a friend who lives in the area. I'm in the San Francisco area too, and we have a friend who lives in Berkeley. And she met this King of Hearts Leo guy, and they actually came over one night to hang out with us, have dinner and play some card games. And he was just a charming guy, but he was a pot smoker, big time pot smoker. I don't know why these guys get into it, but his life was a complete loss because there were so many things that he could have been, but he wasn't because he was so, you know, into smoking pot. And I don't have any moral objections to pot at all.
Sure.
But people who smoke it generally don't lose their ambition. If they had any to start with, you know, they don't have any afterwards.
The thing is, I don't do drugs or smoke alcohol or drink alcohol. And the reason I met him is because we were both at a party, and you know, he obviously doesn't drink anymore because he checked himself into a program this last year. So that was kind of how we met. You know, I was at this party, and we were like the two people that weren't drinking at this party, and we started to talk. And I really admire. Yeah, it's like I see all these things in him that I admire the fact that he didn't go there because someone forced him to go. He actually took stock of his life, wasn't happy with how things were, and decided to do
that. Yeah, that's all good. But I get the feeling when you're talking that he's just not available. It's like he's not really there for you. That's the feeling I get.
I feel like I'm kind of...
Well, don't do that.
You know,
You don't have to. You don't have to waste your time like that. There's lots of people in this world. You have an Eight of Hearts long range this year. You know, you can go out there and get almost anybody you want. Pick somebody who likes you as much as you like them. You know, likes you enough to get over themselves and go for it. I mean, if you're really ready, like you say you are.
I think I am. I mean, yeah, thank you.
You have a Queen of Hearts environment. Yeah. You should be having fun, and you should be meeting somebody. And there's every chance in the world that you could find somebody and get married by your next birthday. But you're going to have to let go of anybody who's not really fitting the bill. You got to be a little bit mercenary about it.
Okay.
You can't waste time with somebody who can't really show up, you know? That's my suggestion.
Okay.
You know, go out there and see who else is around, because if he's not showing up and if he can't stand up and say, hey, let's go for this and really mean it and commit and show up consistently, then there's something wrong with him and he's not the right person for you. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
It's great talking to you. Thanks for being my guest, Andrea.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, our next guest is named Kathy. She's calling from Denver on line one. Line four is now open. Kathy's birthday is June 29th, 1951. Are you there, Kathy?
How are you, Robert?
I'm actually doing really good tonight. Thank you. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm calling because I'm at the end of my year and looking forward to a new year. I hope I am anyway.
Well, yeah, you have a new year. It's all going to be what you decide to make of it, Kathy.
Okay.
These cards cannot help you or make you do anything.
Right.
But they'll show you a pathway that's being opened up for you. And if you walk that path, you will be happy and successful.
Okay. Because that's why I guess I'm calling. I'm still waiting for my patent to come through. I submitted my application early September of 2007.
So let me ask you a quick question. We've talked before, I assume. Right. Okay, so you don't have to tell me what the patent is, but once the patent comes through, what do you get to do then?
Well, right now I'm in the process of trying. Well, I have found one manufacturer, but it's always good to have, you know, an ace in the hole a second time around. So I'm going to be visiting another company out of state for possibly a backup situation.
So what are you going to? Well, you didn't answer my question, by the way.
Okay.
I'll ask you again.
Okay.
Once you get the patent, what does that do for you that you don't have right now?
Right now, it gives me a little bit more stability as far as getting my product out there. I think I have a little bit more security with the actual patent as opposed to just a patent pending.
Do you mean that when you say security, do you mean that people will be more interested in producing it for you or what? Selling it or less people will steal it or what?
Well, all of the above. I'm a Cancer, first of all, so I'm very cautious about everything. So I take things very slowly.
Okay, well, you got to stop being so slow, okay?
Okay, okay.
You got to get off the slow thing
and get
moving and just make your plans as if you already have the patent, okay?
Okay.
It's all going to work out. You got great cards this year.
Oh,
but
super.
But you can't sit here and let your mind take you back and forth.
Yeah. Well, I've been working on it slowly, doing, you know, because it's so much work to get all of the background stuff that you have to do for major production, because that's what it's going to be. So it's not anything that I've taken lightly or set on my laurels. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I'm going forward, but I'm still being very cautious. And so I was hoping that I could see that somewhere in the near future that patent is going to finally come through, that it's going to be a done deal.
Well, this is a really potentially great year for you.
Okay.
You have to step up to the plate.
Okay.
You got to take action. And you have a King of Diamonds long range. You have to be like this King of Diamonds. Okay?
Okay.
King of Diamonds, by the way, are not nice people. Okay.
I know the one-eyed king.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you know what they're really best at in life? Their thing that they're really, really good at that they can do better than anybody else is they know how to get what they want.
Okay. So I have to take a more aggressive approach then.
That's right.
Okay.
And it's going to be scary for you because you naturally worry about everything. So
I do. I think about the cancer always sidestepping everything, and sometimes I feel like I create so many projects, and I don't know if I do that subconsciously, you know, that I'm working on one project, I mean, just one right after another, trying to get everything complete, and I'm tend to kind of put, I think, some of the most important things kind of,
you might find that you're sort of avoiding the ones that are uncomfortable for you, that's all.
Right. Okay.
You know, the things that you don't feel comfortable with, you will avoid, and instead of facing them, you'll start a new project.
Yeah, I'm always busy doing something. I mean, I never stop for a minute. I mean, I go from right from one right to the other, you know, and it's like I'm trying to get all of this stuff in place.
Well,
and so I don't
focused.
Know if I'm going about it right, and so I've, you know, enlisted some help from some professionals that, you know, are kind
you
of...
You can make mistakes, okay? Everybody makes mistakes. It won't kill the deal. It won't stop it.
Okay.
You got to get out there and get your feet wet and do it.
Okay.
Easy as that,
take
really.
Take your advice, though, on naming my company on the Ada Club stage or doing my business.
Good.
You know, forming
good.
It on that Ada Club stage. So thank
Excellent.
You so much for that advice.
You're welcome.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling tonight, Kelly.
Thank you. Okay.
Have a great year.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. We're going to take one more call before we take a break because this lady's calling all the way from Bermuda. Does anybody know where Bermuda is? Actually, it's way out in the middle of the ocean. Her name is Amber, and her birthday is November 2nd, 1966. Are you there, Amber?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I would like to know what my card is reading for the rest of the year.
Well, the year in this system begins on your birthday.
Uh-huh.
So this year that you're in now will end on your birthday and you'll have a new year. So I can tell you, yeah, what's going on between now and your birthday. Is that what you're curious about?
Yes.
Okay. One second here. Okay. So you're in the hardest period of the year right now, okay?
Uh-huh.
It began on May 30th, and it goes until July 21st. And typically, this is the hardest time of the year for you. Like you might get sick or something or have problems of one kind or another. And I think there's been some relationship challenges for you or will be soon. But overall, it's not bad. Are you single?
Currently, I have a friend, and his ruling card right now is the Four of Hearts for the Uranus.
What's his birthday, though?
He's a Jack of Clubs.
Oh, okay. Yeah, his card's right there. Do you know what his birthday is?
September 13th.
Okay, so he's a Jack of Clubs and he's a Nine of Diamonds. That's his other card. We have to know both cards, see? To be complete about it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of, he's your Venus card. I mean, you got great connections with him. So what do you want to know? How are you guys going to get along?
Yes.
Is he single or married?
He's single.
Are you single or married?
Single.
Okay, well, are you guys already dating?
Yeah.
Well, I think it looks good, actually. But, you know, this period right now, between now and July 21st, is a very hard period for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to really know the story with him until after this period.
Okay.
But I'll tell you a little secret, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't work out with him, somebody else is going to show up immediately afterwards.
Yeah?
Yes. Now that's if, you know. Mm-hmm. If he doesn't work out for some reason, you have a King of Hearts in the next period. That's the best card there is for a lover, for women. It's the best.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So good luck to you, my little Scorpio.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good night. Thanks for calling. Okay, we've taken, I think, three callers. We're going to take a break, come back and talk to Nicole if she's going to hang on a little bit longer. On this break, we're going to listen to the song Krishna from my CD Bhakti Rock Krishna. We'll be back in about 4 minutes after Krishna, the song Krishna. Welcome back, everybody. That was Krishna, Hare Krishna. Actually, there's two Krishna, Hare Krishnas on my CD. That's just one of them. Well, how can you have Krishna without Hare Krishna, I guess? Hey, we basically have, the lines are full. We're not going to have time even maybe to get to everybody who's waiting. We'll see what we can do, though. We have, first of all, Nicole, whose birthday is November 19th, 1989. Are you there, Nicole?
I'm here.
We finally get to speak.
I know. I made it this week.
So, what's new with you besides going into your Saturn period?
Oh, everything. I from week to week, everything is just completely different. So it's really hard to say. Next week it'll be completely different than it is now.
Sounds like Five of Clubs stuff.
Yeah, it does. And about the Five of Diamonds result this year, I think that might have something to do with it too.
Mm-hmm. How's the relationship going? Stuff going with the Seven of Hearts Pluto?
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling that, definitely. And it's crazy because I've got plenty of people around me, but it's not, you know, doing it for me, you know. It's just not measuring up to what I want. And so I'm definitely feeling that, even though I've got plenty of people around.
Uh-huh.
It's well, interesting. Yeah.
Everybody's picky when it comes to love.
Yeah, that's for sure. I'm really picky.
Yeah. We all get to be picky. It's okay, you know. That's the whole point. Mm-hmm. Why not?
Definitely.
It needs to be somebody that really floats our boat in some way, you know. It shouldn't be
well,
like...
Well, I've got, like, plenty of people that, you know, they have one thing that I want, another one has something different, but they don't all have it all, so...
Yeah, well, don't give up. There's somebody else out there for you, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I know. I'm in Ace of Clubs. I'm supposed to know that, right?
Well, you kind of know that instinctively, you know, mm-hmm. but you reminders don't hurt either.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So did you have a specific question you wanted to talk about tonight?
Well, I just wanted to kind of get some insight on what you think about this whole... like the cards I have in Saturn, because I don't really know what to think about it. I don't really know any club men, but I do know a lot of Jack of Clubs, so I don't know if that's it or, you know, if, what exactly do you think? Anyway.
Well, I would look at the Ace of Clubs and Five of Clubs spreads more, you know, mm-hmm. both of those together. And
okay.
you basically have fairly good cards in Saturn.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack of Clubs,
better.
Jack of Clubs can always mean for anybody, but especially for a club. Having a Jack of Clubs can mean that you have some sort of an epiphany on a mental level about something. I've had a Jack of Clubs before when I got a new computer, when it was a real significant difference from what I had before. You know, like it really upgraded my whole communication capability.
Well, that would be cool. And looking at that Ten of Hearts underneath it would make sense as far as, because I'm kind of really looking for something like that as far as the whole relationships with people go and me wanting to be the center of everybody's attention.
Well, you know, maybe it's time for you to start promoting yourself with the Ten of Hearts. See?
Yeah, that would be a good idea. I need to get on that.
Yeah, I mean, and you have a Jack of Clubs, but you also have a King of Clubs there, see?
Mm-hmm.
So it's time that you could show up as the King, and the King is the teacher, see?
Okay. I would actually like to do that.
Yeah, I think...
Almost more than giving readings, I'd rather teach it.
Well, I think you should do a little bit of both, personally, because you learn
definitely.
So much through giving readings. That's how you continue your education. It's... the best way
mm-hmm.
to learn.
Yeah, so, I agree.
So make sure you do readings too, because otherwise you'll just be full of theories and not much experience, which is how most club people are.
Yeah.
They got lots of hot concepts, but not a lot of solidity to it.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so everything is good. You have, looks like you have my card coming up in Uranus when you're going to be out here. I assume you're coming to the intensive.
I'm all excited for it.
Eight of Clubs also, that's going to be a good card.
Yeah.
And you have a Ten of Diamonds and an Eight of Diamonds. Well, good things are on the horizon.
Yeah, I'll take that for sure, especially after that whole Seven of Diamonds in Pluto all year.
You know, a lot of people, I shouldn't say a lot of people, pretty much all of us have to kind of get the money thing handled.
Yeah.
And
it doesn't come easy to me.
It's an inside job, too. It's not an outside job.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. And it's hard. It's really hard for some of us because our karma in that area was so challenging coming into this lifetime, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not unusual if you have some problems in that area. That's pretty common.
Yeah. And it's in my Five of Clubs spread, and that card has the Three of Diamonds and Mercury, so I'm always worrying about it anyway.
You know, it's a major accomplishment to overcome it, and I suggest you put yourself into it as much as you can, you know.
Okay.
Make that like a priority.
Okay.
And it's worth it, because once you have that, it doesn't matter where you go. Money just follows you around.
Yeah. I could definitely get used to that.
Yeah, how nice is that? Like, okay, I don't have to concern myself with, do I have to do this or do that? Whatever I do, people will show up with money.
Mm-hmm. That'd be
yeah.
nice.
Yeah, you can have that.
Okay.
Everybody can have that if they just allow it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know how to be feminine. It's about
yeah.
being feminine. Not... It's,
no,
it's
I know what you mean.
Even men have to be, even men have to be feminine to get the money thing coming in right. You have to be
mm-hmm.
receptive. You have to be open to receive.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people out there have trouble receiving. They're like they're good givers, but they can't take. They can't allow others to give to them. They're uncomfortable with that, you know, and that's the problem. That's the issue that has to be faced.
Mm-hmm.
So
well,
since you have so many Seven of Diamonds this year, I thought I would mention that to you.
Okay. Well, thank you. Yeah, I think I'm doing pretty good. Somebody gave me a car.
All right. Way to go.
Yeah. Yeah, right on.
What I always say when people offer me something, I always go, I love it when people give me free stuff.
Yeah, totally. Definitely.
I shout it.
All right. I'll just have to do more shouting then.
Hey, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. All right, good talking to you. Thanks for being my guest again tonight, Nicole. It's always good to hear from you. You can call and just discuss some of your card theories, too, sometime if you want, you know.
Okay, that's awesome. I would definitely take advantage of that.
Yeah, because I know you have some. Joseph said a lot of great things about you. And
yeah, I've given him a couple of headaches. So
well, not many people can do that, so you should feel very special.
Oh, I do anyway.
All right, Nicole. Have a great night. Thanks for staying up and being on the show.
Thanks. Have a good night.
All right. Good night. Well, our next guest is a Four of Diamonds with a Two of Spades planetary ruling card. Her name is Linda from Virginia. Her birthday is June 13th, 1967. Are you there, Linda?
I am. Good evening, Robert.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm having a good night, actually. Thank you. So, what's on your mind this evening?
My career. I wanted to find out. I have an opportunity to manage at my current job in a leadership capacity, a role that I've avoided for a long time, but I'm ready to take my career to the next level, and so I'm going to be managing about 24 people.
Uh-huh.
And I'm excited about it.
Well, you can definitely handle it. There's no doubt that you have the capacity to do that.
Sure.
So, you know, why not? But, you know, when I see a Three of Spades long range, I can't help but think you're going to be doing two things at the same time this year. Like, not just one thing, you know. That's what I think. I do see what you're talking about, though. I see the leadership thing coming into play there. And this is exactly the right way you should be going. There's something happening this year that's going to tune you in to what you're really meant to be doing. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have a Six of Spades Pluto and a Six of Clubs result. Well, these are all about finding one's purpose and one's destiny, one's destined place in life. That's what it's all about.
Finally.
Yeah, well, you have to ask for it, you know. I guess you've been asking.
I have.
Well, you're gonna get it, and this is going to be a nice year because when you displace the Four of Spades, Four of Clubs, I mean, it's a blessed year.
Great.
And you're also displacing the Six of Clubs. This is actually, it's going to be better than I even thought. I mean, this is going to be a spectacular year for you.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So everything, you make a wish list. Make a wish list and just go out there and make it happen. It's going to happen if you let it.
Oh, that's great. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Robert.
You're very welcome, Linda. Thanks for showing up on the show tonight.
Okay. Thank you for being available.
Right. And happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, since one of our callers dropped, we do have time for Barbara, who's calling from California, somewhere locally, I assume. Her birthday is September the 18th, 1951. Are you there, Barbara? Oh, Barbara dropped also. Well, how good is that? Now we have lines empty. Very cool. Seth, I have a little chat thing going with Seth, and who's managing the show tonight, and he writes in the birthdays, and he tells me what's going on with everybody, whose birthdays and names are coming up. So I think Betty and Barbara both kind of got tired of waiting or something. So this is the end of our show, and thank you guys for being here tonight. This was a lot of fun. I hope you enjoyed it, too. I hope it was entertaining. I hope it was educational. I hope you found out something about your destiny. If you didn't, please call in next week. We'd be glad to talk to you. We're going to end our show as we always do with, which is what the song that's considered the most popular off my CD, Bhakti Rock. It's called Gayatri. It's a very powerful meditative mantra. I think you'll like it. It can really put you into a nice frame of mind if you listen. So we'll see you next week, this Saturday. All of you are coming to the workshop. Look forward to seeing you there. There's still two slots open. Anybody wants to go, two slots open for the relationships class. It's going to be Saturday for 6 hours here at my house in Concord, California. So this is Robert Lee Campbell. See you next week, same time. Have a great week. Good night.
सवितुर्वरेण्यं भार्गो देवस्य धीमहि देयो यो न प्रचोदयात् ॐ भूर्भुवः स्वाहा तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यं भार्गो देवस्य धीमहि देयो यो न प्रचोदयात् ॐ भूर्भुवः स्वाहा तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यं भार्गो देवस्य धीमहि देयो यो न प्रचोदयात् ॐ भूर्भुवः तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यं भार्गो देवस्य धीमहि देयो यो न प्रचोदयात् ॐ
tatsavitur vanivinyam bhargo devasya vimahi deyo yona prachodaya. Om Bhurbhuva Svaha tatsavitur vanivinyam bhargo devasya vimahi deyo yona prachodaya. Devasya vimahi deyo yona prachodayam.